Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends. Welcome to another session of Ask Dr. Rhonda. This is Dr. Rhonda Waters, your host and CEO of Mutari Hypnosis. At Ask Dr. Rhonda, we help ordinary people create extraordinary lives. Just to start right in, it's okay to listen to this show while you're in the car driving. I'm not going to do any hypnosis during the program. We might do a little breathing. We come to it in a couple of minutes. But I'd like to talk a little bit about travel stress. Some of you may be having it, experiencing it, about to go through it. I'd like to help you realign a few of those thoughts because you can always choose not to be upset about what's going on. Now, those of you who know me know that I avoid assiduously traveling during peak times because once upon a time, I know some of you are youngins, I was actually one of those kids, five kids in the car with mom and dad, going places on holidays with every other person on the planet. And you may, in fact, be a parent currently or someone who's with meeting parents who are their schedules are structured because of the ages of their children. They have limited choices about when to go and do things. So one of the things you might want to consider, and I tell all my friends, that if you are of an age that you can choose your time of year for travel, pick a different time when it'll be less stressed and you'll be able to enjoy your time with your family members. Just tell them you're coming another time or do something else. I learned a little while ago that apparently one of the busiest times of the year at Disney World is that Christmas to New Year's time. A lot of people leave home for Christmas to go somewhere else. Because, there are people who live in Orlando. I've got a couple of cousins who live there. But most of the rest of us are traveling there. So they're actually not going to their families. They're going someplace else. So one of the things to consider if you get a choice is to don't get sucked into the vortex. I also heard someone, a very intelligent person, saying that their parents like to go to, they actually go to Arizona for the winter. So if you have those wintering parents who are smart enough to go someplace warm for the winter, here's an idea. This family says that they have Thanksmas. They have a Thanksgiving and Christmas combo at Thanksgiving time, so the winter hasn't really descended upon the whole family. And in the morning, they have breakfast, and they might even have lunch on a Thanksgiving-type theme. And in the afternoon, they clear everything off, and they bring out the Christmas stuff. They do have a Christmas. They have gift exchanges. They have everything over Thanksgiving, and then they're done. There's no more chase. So they're in the actual have the actual Christmas and what have you. The local families, or they have their own regular families without a lot of travel back and forth, and it's less stressful, more relaxing. So one thing to consider if you're stressed about traveling back and forth is to consider whether you really have to travel back and forth on these particular dates. So something you might do that might make things less stressful and, as we would say here in New England, not for nothing, less expensive if you're not traveling at those particular peak times. Peak time travel is crushed, busy, and unfortunately this year, because of things that have gone on in France and other countries, there are going to be even more restrictions in TSA and those other airport-type things. It's to consider whether you want to shift that a little bit. Travel during Thanksgiving week and Christmas week can be double or even triple the fare a day or two ahead, something to consider if you're concerned about the financial part of the thing. If you're driving, here in New England, we have kind of an odd situation, welcome to the real world, where the worst travel day for traffic by car here in the Boston area is the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, as a lot of anybody who can beat it out of town does so. I don't know if any of you have been on that Mass Pike West to 84 log jam. I mean, it can be 2 or 3 hours, and we have automatic tolling just to get through, to go from the 3 lanes down to 2 lanes to get back to the 4 lanes where 84 branches south to go to New York. So that can be just a total bottleneck. You can avoid that, and coming back on Sunday, if you can leave really early in the morning or just wait till really late at night, that can make a big difference. But if you're in the traffic and you don't have any way to change your schedule around, to make the traffic better, all you really have to do is change your mind about that trip. That's right. I said it. Change your mind about that trip. Remember the purpose of the trip, the reason you're going, to see people who love you and care about you. Remember how important it is to those people to see you. I believe, and I've said before, and I'm going to keep saying, that all the people who love you and care about want from you is time with you, so that you're taking the time, even if you're in the car with your children. They love you, too. I know it may not seem like it right now. They love you, too. Think of something, an activity you can do together, that you can play together, to be in the moment with them. And this is a practice I'm encouraging a lot of people to get involved with. I know a lot of you are great multitaskers, you're future planners. But the problem with that is when we need to do something in the moment, you're not in the moment with us. You're somewhere else 2 or 3 days down the road. So the practice of being present and listening and being with those people instead of planning your responses, organizing those things, I'll do another program about that. But actually listen and be with your kids. And if you warm them up a little bit about, what did you guys do at school for the holidays, let them answer you, question them a little bit so you can get some more lengthier responses. Your children talk to their friends. I know you're not their friend, but they are articulate, capable, competent people, youngins, and if you let them talk to you, they will. So I encourage you, if you're on a car trip, let them talk to you. What kind of music do you like? Play me your favorite song. Then don't go, ew, that was awful. Listen to their favorite song and say, hey, I didn't get all the words. Can you tell me the words? They'll sing the song for you. Let them tell you what they're interested in and enjoy it. Don't be negative. Be positive about it, even if you think it's the cheesiest thing ever. But because that's part of a connecting positively, effectively. If you keep telling them you don't like what they tell you, they'll stop telling you. Then all of a sudden crap will happen and you won't know what happened. So you can use this time if you're stuck in traffic. This is my point. Use this time if you're stuck in traffic to have a positive relationship with your kids or other people, family members, who's ever with you in the car. If you're in the car by yourself, don't listen to music that'll wind you up unless you're trying to stay awake and it's like dance music, you're going to sing along. Don't listen to things, don't listen to the news this week. Listen to something uplifting. I told people before, if you're a member of the Boston Public Library or library wherever you are, get on the download list for them and start checking out books or CDs. And the Boston Public Library has online downloads. It's what I use. Download a book you can listen to that you'll enjoy, a comedy or a murder mystery or something you'll enjoy in your car, so you can play it and listen when you're in the car, and you can actually do something positive. Or in a work-related book, if it's a book you've been meaning to read. Who's got time to sit down and read? Okay, some of us. But if you don't have time to sit down and read, you can use your smartphone, download the book onto your smartphone, and listen to something that's helpful to you in your career or something else you're trying to do. If you have a smartphone, you can also very often, even if that book is a text, you can often use smartphone capabilities. So even if it's not an audiobook, to let the smartphone read it to you. I've talked about that in other things. But something else you can do instead of being worried about being stuck in traffic. If you're a control freak, guilty. Okay, I'm a recovering control freak. If you're a control freak, allow yourself to accept that traffic is beyond your control. If you want to control traffic, you should have left yesterday, as we would say here, or leave tomorrow morning. Traffic, Thanksgiving Day in the morning, crickets. There is nothing going on till the afternoon. So if you have something else to do, there's other activities. If you're the kind of person who stresses about things, or you have people in your house and you don't want them bothering you while you're cooking, there are many local high school football games going on. Find a football game. Send your family out to it. Let them go. Like when we were kids, my brother was oldest brother was at Boston Latin, and they had a football game. And we were farmed out to the football game with Dad while Mom finished up the things to do, and she got us out of the house. And she could take a little rest or a break or whatever, so we weren't climbing all over her. So that's an activity. There's lots of local activities, especially if you have, and many of us have communities that have football games and other activities that go on. Go do one of them. Get the kids out of the house or get yourself out of the house and do something different. Allow yourself to make changes in the plans to just let things go. So I want to encourage you to do something slightly different, to change things up, shift your attitude a little bit about this. Remember the importance of being grateful for the families. I mean, all you need to do is look at the news for 5 minutes. That's about as long as I can take it. And you'll find out how many things you have to be grateful for. Get out a piece of paper. You want to really or get somebody, use a memo function on your phone or whatever. List the number of things you're grateful for. The things that other people may not have at all, that you've forgotten, that are things you should be grateful for. I mean, something very simple. There's people who have trouble breathing. Yeah, asthma and other situations, lung disease, all kinds of stuff. They can't even breathe properly, and we're out here cussing and yelling at each other for stupid things. So try to relax. And if you have crazy relatives, remember, don't let them wind you up. Just remember that you have crazy relatives, and it's okay. You're with them for 2 or 3 hours, or 7 or 8 or 12, and go home. Then you don't have to take them with you. Scrape the dust off your shoes when you leave that house and go home. Remember, you don't have to be in the moment with those people. You can plan in your mind to be calm. And this is the part where the breathing comes in, where you inhale, for 3 seconds, you hold your breath for 3 seconds, and you exhale for 6 seconds. That creates an automatic calming process for you. You do it through 3 times. Your eyes open. If you're in traffic, you can do this. You're just changing your breathing pattern and allowing the oxygen to flow through your body. So just for a moment, we're going to do a couple of breaths. You're going to inhale. You're going to hold the air in, let it percolate through your lungs, and then you're going to exhale. You're going to inhale energy and power. You're going to hold in strength and energy. And you're going to exhale any stress, any anxiety, any tension. Just let it go. Remember, at any time you want to, you can just allow yourself to calm yourself. Don't get wound up. Let these things relax. Remember, you're going to be with those family. Be grateful you have family to be with, even if your gratefulness is to think, oh, I get to go home and relax. There are lots of people who have no family at all. There are people in tragic circumstances around the globe, and if you're able to listen to my voice, you're not as bad off as some other people are. So I want you to remember and count your blessings. There's lots of people who are in difficult situations. And if you're somebody who's moved cross-country, you're in a new place, you haven't really established a new family, a new chosen family of your own, think about how to get one going between now and Christmas. There's no reason for you to sit around. I know you may think you're shy, but remember, everybody else is shy in that group too. If there's something you'd wanted to do, a library group or a book group or a dance group or something else you wanted to do, that between Thanksgiving and Christmas is a great time to make new friends. If you wanted to find a new church in your area, visit 2 or 3 or 4, or visit a couple of places, make some new friends, see who's nice to you, you know, make your own family. Remember, just because you've moved to a new place, it doesn't mean you have to be staring out the window. Find a local shelter you can volunteer time at to feed people. Now, there are certain people, they may be crowded for you to do something for Thanksgiving or Christmas, but they may be looking for volunteers the day before or the day after. So even if they're overbooked for those days, those are not the only days of the year you can volunteer. You can volunteer to help prep the food for the Christmas give out, which happens usually the week before Christmas, and go in and do something else. Remember, there's many opportunities to get out, meet and greet new people. You can have that other meaning in your life that maybe you think you're missing because you're new in an area, or this is a new transition for you, or something has changed over the course of your family life. Do something different to allow yourself to change or shift what feelings you may be having. And remember, you have so many things to be grateful for. We live in the best time it's ever been so far in history, because if you read any history, you know, history in the past wasn't so fabulous. This is the best time it's ever been. We have hot and cold running, all kinds of stuff. We have health care, things that, you know, we may take for granted, but it's still better than it's ever been. Take a hold of that. Use that positively. And remember that Thanksgiving can be about how you can be thankful for the things that are going on in your life. So I want to thank you for listening to another session of Ask Dr. Rhonda. I'll be talking to you again soon.